At some dinner tables, talking politics is out of bounds. No one wants to end the day fighting with friends over the latest tweet from Donald Trump or rehashing the presidential election. But as Sonia Paul reports, two friends in the Bay Area are turning the tables on this trend with meetings they're calling Make America Dinner Again.
It started with an email the day after the election. The subject headline,
I kind of want to host a dinner.
That's Justine Lee. On the receiving end was her friend Tria Chang.
And I was like, yes, I want to host a dinner too with all of these different perspectives.
They figured a dinner is a warm and non-threatening way to chew on different ideas and have diverse opinions coexist. While some people they invited had the opposite reaction, careful planning and gentle wording helped them convince others. And here, at a swanky pizza restaurant in San Francisco, they've gathered 10 people, including themselves. Tucked into a private room, they reveal a bit of their histories as they start to talk politics. Among the dinner guests is Walt Scheflow, an attorney originally from North Dakota.
I voted for Trump, but the vile statements surprised me.
Rachel Williams has diversity at Yelp.
8 years of a black president does not excuse or erase 400 years of slavery and oppression and all of that.
One guest who wants to both show respect and be respected is queer activist Dawn Brassey.
When I speak, I always pay attention to airtime and interruptions.
And Afan Kokar is a first-generation Pakistani-American who was raised in a Muslim family. He grew up in a Trump stronghold in New Jersey, but says he's never tested politically here in the Bay Area.
I mean, it's pretty much just like my Facebook, just living in front of me.
These are just four of the guests. As they dine on margarita, mushroom, and pepperoni pizzas, organizers Justine and Tria pose questions to stir discussion. It quickly delves into different issues that strike a personal chord. At one point, Walt compares North Dakota and the Bay Area when it comes to certain struggles, which prompts a response from Rachel.
My experience? North Dakota has a lot less racism than the Bay Area does. It has a lot less sexism than the Bay Area does.
Is that because there's a lot less women and a lot less black people? Because I don't know too many sisters that live in North Dakota.
Rachel?
You're right, but to you just on that.
Anybody look like me?
I never saw a black person live till I was 12 years old.
Alongside the dinner's larger group discussion is time set aside to talk in pairs. Dawn Brassey says the way she reacted to hearing Walt's more conservative opinions was the wake-up call.
It reminded me of why I think so many people like give in to the temptation to retreat from the dispute. I'm not convinced, I need to convince. You know, like, why do I need to build this relationship? Why do I need to hear this kind of framing? Yeah, how did you feel?
That would be really nice, wouldn't it, to have some place where you go where there's both sides of the story.
They all agreed this dinner is one way to speak and listen, rather than argue. But while it remains cordial, no one has a complete change of heart in the end. Afan Kokar says what he realized most during the dinner had more to do with himself.
You only learn from testing your beliefs, defending your beliefs, being able to be coherent and articulate about your beliefs, and being challenged.
The hosts of this event have created an online guide for people around the country who want to organize something similar, so people anywhere can try to make America dinner again. For NPR News, I'm Sonia Paul in San Francisco.